As we get ready for boys Mississippi Valley Conference basketball tonight, as it will be two of the top programs in the conference going head-to-head here this evening, as it'll be Class 3A two-time defending state champion Dubuque Wallert coming to town to take on the Cougars. I'm Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Great to have you with us, and good Friday night, everyone. Be careful out there if you're driving in the fog. Scott Unash, along with former Prairie coach Phil Dunn, joining you courtside here at the Kennedy Gym as we get ready for this MVC game tonight between the Golden Eagles, who come in at 7-2 overall. They are 2-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference, and the Kennedy Cougars. The Cougars come in 3-5 so far on the year, and Kennedy now 1-3 in the MVC. Both these teams, in the Valley Division of the conference, where right now Linmar and Iowa City West are tied at the top with 4-0 marks. And then right behind them in third place in a tie, you got Dubuque Wallert, you've got Cedar Falls, and you've got Dubuque Seniors so far in the 2015-2016 season. And, Phil, a chance to see two teams that are kind of going in opposite directions right now. Dubuque Wallert, of course, winning the last two state championships. Kennedy's been to the state tournament the last 2 years. Cougars right now, though, they're on a little bit of a valley, no pun intended, coming into this game tonight. We saw them on Tuesday night over at Linmar, lost that one by 20. And Cougars, other than the win before the break against Solon, they're kind of in a little bit of a funk. And we'll see if they can turn that around tonight against a very good, a very talented, and a very tall Dubuque Wallert team.
Yes, they you said it well, Scott. They're in kind of a little bit of a quagmire right now, and the competition doesn't help them, Scott. You know, when we saw them against Linmar the other night, Linmar was very good, I thought. Offensively, they shot the ball well. They moved the ball well. They did a lot of nice things out there. But Coach McCowan in the pregame was talking to us about how he didn't like, you know, they chart out their possessions, and offensively, he said, we're not very good at taking quality or making quality possessions when we have the ball on offense. And that's something you're going to have to look for tonight. And tonight's game, I'm sure they've been working on that. He said 30 of their 58 possessions either were a turnover or poor shot selection. And he said you're not going to win many basketball games when you do that. So that's something that they got to find and turn around here real quick.
Well, Dubuque Wallert 7-2 on the year. They are 2-2. Their two losses so far this year. They lost the last time they went to Cedar Rapids to the Prairie Hawks about mid-December, 57-56. And then they fell on Tuesday night at home. Don't lose too often at home, but Cedar Falls came over. Very good team, a top 10 team in Class 4A, and knocked off the Golden Eagles by a score of 73-63. And in that game, head coach Tom English said flat out, Wallert didn't play very good basketball, but give Cedar Falls credit for the victory, though, that night.
Yeah, he talked about how right now that they've got to play a little bit better. They're not executing offensively. Kind of a common theme here when we talked about that with Kennedy, but said there's times when we don't execute it very well. If they run their stuff and they execute things offensively, they're pretty good. They obviously got a size advantage. They like to take the ball into the interior. That's where they want to get the ball in. They have success when the ball goes into the post. That'll be something we can look for here tonight as the game goes on, too.
Yeah, this one's going to be a real dichotomy. You got Kennedy's going to want to push this thing up tempo, as Kennedy will play about 9, maybe even 10 in this game. Cougars like to throw up a lot of shots. Wallert will score pretty well. They're averaging 61 points per game, but they do it in a different way. They take more time off the clock, and they try to get it inside, because the front line for Wallert, 6'7", 6'7", and 6'8", and of course, headlined by future Iowa Hawkeye Cordell Pemsel in the middle at 6'8", who's just got obnoxious numbers so far this year. 21 points per game, 9.1 rebounds, 2 assists per game, shooting 64% from the field. And this is also a Wallert team that gets to the free throw line as much as anybody in the state of Iowa, led by Cordell Pemsel and Riley Till.
Yeah, and I think that's a telling statistic, though, you just said right there at the end, Scott. They like to get to the free throw line. They're good when they get to the free throw line because they pound it inside, and if they run their stuff and if they're patient, they are pretty good, and they're very, very difficult to match up. plus, you know, you have opportunities probably on those to convert them into three-point plays if you can finish around the basket and then get fouled and then go to the free throw line and knock one down. So you have an opportunity that way to get 3 points on a possession. Probably not the – you don't want them, if you're a Dubuque Waller fan, seeing them behind the three-point line a lot, stepping back there and shooting it a whole lot. They'd sooner get into the lane area. Cordell Pimsel is where you start when you start diagramming a defense and how you want to play. So you're going to imagine he's going to see more than just one player on him. He's going to have a couple players. Keep them in front of you. Coach McCollum said you got to make sure that they stay in front of you. And, again, try not to foul them, put them at the free throw line.
And left-handed to boot to make it an even tougher guard for Kennedy. For the Cougars, they're going to see a lot more Adam Wall tonight. They're going to need him to be in the game at 6'10". Not going to get the start, but he's going to come off the bench quickly. Going to have to stay out of foul trouble. Same thing with Sean Beyer. Beyer probably muscled Pimsel around a little bit. Two future Hawkeyes, one playing football, the other one playing basketball, of course. And so Kennedy's got 10 fouls to give at least, if not more, in the middle.
Yeah, this is where I think Beyer will be very helpful, as you just talked about, Scott, how he's going to be able to use some of that strength and that athleticism. You know, athletically, Kennedy is just perfectly fine against Waller. It's that size matchup that you like, but you can negate that a little bit with Adam Wall. As you said, it's not very often you have a 6'10 player out there. You get those arms up, you can change some shots around the rim out there too. But Kennedy defensively, we'll see if they, you know, they like to switch everything out there, any kind of screens. So we'll see if that continues tonight. If they continue with that, then these matchups won't matter a whole lot.
Dubuque Waller, of course, not a team that it goes real deep. Six or seven, maybe even less than that. They had a big injury, unfortunately, the other night against Cedar Falls. John Timmerman, a 6'5 senior post who played quite a bit. Sixth man, he's going to be out for the rest of the year. He suffered a broken right arm in that game against Cedar Falls, and we wish him all the best. But that's going to cut into the depth of this Waller team.
Yeah, well, and you know, as you say, Kennedy will want to go. They'll want to speed him up here tonight and try to get him up. Maybe you probably see some full court pressure in that regard as well, too, to make him go a little bit faster than maybe they feel comfortable with out there. But, yeah, you hate to see that when someone gets injured, you know, with Timmerman out there. Now, Coach English said that he had worked very, very hard to finally get out there on the floor in his senior year, getting out there. But he said it's a 4-week injury is what they're projecting it to be. And so they're saying hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get back for the last part of his senior season.
And that would be good, and get him back there for the run in the tournament as they try to win their third straight Class 3A state championship down at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Kennedy led in scoring by Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster. Diggins coming off the bench again tonight at 14 points per game. Drake Brewster right behind at 13.3. Michael Bassinius up to nearly 8 points a game. He had a really nice night at Lindmar on Tuesday.
Hey, did he, what do you have, 5 threes, I believe.
Yep.
It was 4 in the second quarter, and then he hit one at the start of the fourth quarter, if my memory serves me right. Watching him out there in warm-up, Scott, he looks pretty good. Reminds me of you. Another Cougar, former Cougar, sitting out there. But he's a good 6-7 feet behind the three-point line right now, and he's knocking him down.
Kennedy and Wallert coming your way tonight here on KGYM, and our high school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal. You can check out their website at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com, or call them Cedar Rapids office at 362-3171, or in Hiawatha at 743-7802. And we've got a busy weekend. We got Rivalry Saturday, 5 games coming your way tomorrow. City High West going on our South Gym, 106.3. The girls are in overtime right now. City High with a 1-point lead. We'll try to keep you updated on that particular game throughout the evening, as well as the boys game coming up between the Little Hawks and the Trojans here throughout the evening. But let's go ahead and set our starting lineups, and our lineups tonight brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. 774-4620, that is the phone number for Home Auto Farm Life and Health. The starting lineup for the Dubuque Waller Golden Eagles, 7-2 on the year. They're 2-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Right now, The Eagles rated number two in the state in Class 3A behind the Pella Little Dutch. But Pella fell on Monday night at West Des Moines Valley by 11, so a chance to get back up to number one perhaps for the Wallert Eagles. For Wallert, they will go with it at four. Number 23, Sage Myers. He is a transfer from Dyersville. Beckman helped the Blazers, believe, led them in scoring last year. He is a 6'7 senior, averaging 5.7 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. Also to forward, it'll be number 24, Riley Till, 6'7 and a senior, third leading scorer at 10.4 points per game, also 3.7 rebounds and 3 assists per contest. In the middle, future Iowa Hawkeye, number 40, Cordell Pemsel, 6'8, a senior, 3-year starter, averaging nearly a double-double at 20.9 points and 9 rebounds per game. And the guards will be number 4, David Wetterer, 6 feet even and a senior, very good 3-point shooter, 15 makes on the year, averaging a dozen a game. And number 21, Austin Cluck, at 6 feet even and a senior, Cluck averaging just under 2 points per ball game. The head coach for the Golden Eagles is Tom English, assisted by Brent Meyer. Now the starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy at 3-5 on the year and 1-3 in MVC play. For Kennedy, they'll go with three guards. Number 3, Matt Gardner, 6'3 and a senior, averaging 4.5 a game. Also to guard, it'll be number 5, Derek Gerling. Gerling, a 5'11 senior, averaging just under 4 points per ball game. The third guard, coming off the 15-point performance on Tuesday at Linmar, is number 30, Michael Vicinius. He is a 6-foot senior, averaging just under 8 points per ball game and a 35% three-point shooter. And then up front for Kennedy at the forward spots, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'5 and a junior, averaging just over 13 points per game and just under 5 rebounds per contest. And number 32, Sean Beyer, the future Iowa Hawkeye football player at 6'5 and a senior, and Beyer averaging about 3 points per game. The head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. And our sophomore game tonight won by Wallert a little bit earlier on at 66-51. And right now from Kennedy, we honor America with the national anthem. Anthem as we get ready for this one. Kennedy in the home white with green and gold trim, and Wallert and their traveling blue with the gold and white trim. Keys to tonight's game, Phil.
We're going to look at Wallert's size right off the get-go, Scott. One of the things that Kennedy's going to have to try and counter, maybe keep them off the boards. Again, not try to let them pound the ball inside if they can. Speed the game a little bit up with their defense is the second thing, Scott. Kennedy likes to do that. If they can make them get a little bit wild out there, hurry their shots a little bit, that'll be in Kennedy's favor. And then the last thing, Scott, is Kennedy execute offensively. That's one of the things they want to see improvement on. We'll see how that goes in the early going.
All right. It'll be Cordell Pemsel to tip it up against Sean Beyer as we are ready to go in this Mississippi Valley Conference boys game. And Pemsel easily wins a tap, and we're underway. as Kennedy will go back to the man-to-man defense. Wallard attacking the bucket to our right. Myers, good. Pass inside. Kluck misses a layup, though, and we got a tied ball on the rebound as Till tied up Bassinius, and the arrow will give it to Kennedy right away.
Well, they got it inside, but it was one of the little guys that was shooting the ball in the interior that time, but they got a good look, and Kennedy with a defensive rebound.
City and West girls going into double overtime at 58 apiece. We'll keep you updated on that. Wallard's going to come out zone here, it looks like, Phil.
Yeah, looks like they're going to go a 3-2. 1-2-2. They got the good length at the top of it up there where they got Riley Till in the middle of it.
And a bad pass by Brewster, tried to get it back and committed the foul. So a turnover and a personal foul here for the Cougars in their first possession. And it'll be ball out of bounds as Wetterer will bring it up. He'll be guarded by Derek Gerling here in the early going. Crossover, high lob, pass to Kluck, looks inside, finds Pemsel, takes Beyer baseline, double team, goes over to Myers, and he charges into the lane and gets the offensive foul.
That was Michael Bassinius for Cedar Rapids Kennedy that slid in front and does a nice job holding his position, drawing the charge.
So a foul on each team, no score, as we have played a minute so far in this one. Waller trying to slow down this game by getting into that zone. Brewster at the right point, holds it up top. Looks to the free throw line, instead goes to Gerling. Over out beyond the arc to Bassinius. Myers comes out on him. Formidable front line. Here's Bassinius, a deep three in and out from the left wing. Cougars with the offensive board with Brewster, hooks it up over his head, no good. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to stay with Kennedy.
Yeah, Brewster in there giving up a little bit of size, but he's able to pull it down. Kennedy gets a second crack at it with the out of bounds.
Gardner looking, and he'll lob it in to Bassinius out top. Kluck count comes out on him and now collapses back into the zone. High lob pass inside, broken up by Till, stolen away by Myers. Turnover number two. Here comes Pencil, who's a good ball handler. Goes crossover. Now the kick out. Wetterer on the fake, on the drive, gets it over to Kluck. Circles in, leaves it for Pencil. He'll spot up for three. No good, front iron. He can hit that shot. Only one out of eight this year. Missed that one. Here's Kennedy the other way. Brewster, good. Dump pass down low. And Gardner with an easy layup.
He set that up with a ball fake going to his left. And as you said, he comes all the way across his body. Well, a little push pass to his right.
2-0 lead for Kennedy. Off the clear out. Till trying to go one-on-one. Lost it out of bounds. Going to stay with the Golden Eagles.
They say Bassinius knocked it away. Is that what it was?
Kennedy to the bench right away. Leading scorer Derek Diggins will come in. The 6'2 sophomore and Matt Burst also in for Kennedy. 6'1 junior. And we'll see Adam Wall check in at the next dead ball. Goes into the backcourt. Pemsel makes the high catch. And now Wallert will get into the offense. Looking for their first bucket. Wetterer on the bounce. Gets it right side to Till. Circles up front. Lost his footing. Got his feet tangled up with Brewster. They say play on. Wetterer, high lob pass. They try to get it inside to Pemsel and over his head and out of bounds.
Yeah, Diggins was the one coming from the backside that time. Giving a little bit of help.
So far, the Kennedy defense has been up to snuff.
Yeah, they've been good, nice little bounce in their step out there defensively. Look at that Brewster play a little point now.
2-0 against the zone. Plays catch with Burst outside the golden arc. They work it right side to Diggins. He's doubled down by Wetterer. Back to the point. Now to Adam Wall right in the lane. Takes a bounce. Puts up the shot. Can't get the runner to go with the left hand. And Pemsel crashes the boards. Quick outlet to Wetterer. Up the head to Myers. And now Wallert will attack. Lob pass. Catch inside. Left block by Till. Takes it all the way underneath. Back out top. Wetterer for three. No. And the rebound to Gardner of Kennedy.
A nice screen out. So far, Kennedy's done a really good job not giving up offensive rebounds for Wallert.
Burst for three, too strong. They fight for it on the weak side. Bodies hit the deck, and Wetter with the rebound. Quick diagonal pass to Myers. Cut off by Burst. Now Wetterer picked up by Brewster. And now inside, we've got a hold away from the ball. I think they're going to get Kennedy.
Probably Diggins trying to hold Till as he was trying to make the cut.
First on Diggins, second team foul. Gardner checks out, and Jackson Foley in for Kennedy. the 5'5 sophomore, and now Nick Deere will come in as well for Drake Brewster. So Kennedy goes a little smaller with the 6'1 junior in there. And that is already 10 off played for Kennedy. Pemsel off the inbounds is fouled on the leaner.
Shows a little shot. They get the defender to go up. Up and under, and Diggins was the one coming from the backside. Thought he had position. No such luck.
And that's going to be the second on Diggins, so he's going to have to go to the bench right away. The lefty, Cordell Pemsel, on the free throw line and rattles the first one in. He is a 60% foul shooter, but he gets to the line a lot. 58 times in the first 8 games. And got them both. Wallert on the board, 2-2 ball game. 4.5 to play here in the game's first quarter from Kennedy. Wallert will jump out of that zone, now right back into it here as they extend it a little bit. Walt, free throw line to Foley. Out front to Gerling as they work it outside the arc. Burst on a bounce to the left point. Back it comes to Deere to the corner to Foley, and his three is rejected out of bounds by Pemsel with authority.
Like a volleyball. Spikes got out there with two hands.
He could have caught that, I think.
That's what he probably should have. He probably was kicking himself, not could have been going the other way with it.
Coming up in the halfway point, and right now this is at Wallert's tempo, but not really at the score that both of these teams would like to see. Dump on the left block. Wall double teamed, had it knocked away from behind by Sage Myers. It'll stay Kennedy basketball.
A baseline out of bounds underneath there. They're going to be burst on the inbounder.
Burst, quick pass to the corner, and a three up. No good by Foley this time, and Myers collects the boards. Hands it off to Pemsel. Goes crossover on the drive. Kick out to Wedewer. Goes cross court to Myers. He'll spot up for three. Left it way short in the right wing. Comes out deflected to Myers, though. Wedewer on the drive, and he was fouled before the shot on a grab by Matt Burst.
The first offensive rebound for Wallert there at the 3:40 mark of this first period. Long rebound Kennedy wasn't able to track down.
Josh Schmidt comes in for Wallert, 5'11 senior, and Drake Brewster comes back in for the Cougars for Foley. Foley was fearless going in there.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't backing off.
Wedewer off the dribble, looking inside, trying to get it to Pemsel. Little shake and bake move. Goes over to Kluck, down to the corner to Schmidt. 2-2 game. Wedewer, shake and bake move. High lob pass, now out front. Till on the ball, fake, and traveled with it.
Yeah, a little extra step up front. Can be on the sideline in front of the Kennedy bench, not underneath.
Finished with a nice dunk, but took about 2 rocker steps before he took off.
Wallert staying in that zone, that 3-2. Till and Pemsel are the two lower players right now for Wallert.
You can get a shot from the corner. Kennedy's had a couple opportunities from the far side. Deere turns on Pemsel. Gerling back to the right point. Plays catch now with Bassinius. Inside the wall, he gets the double team. Back to Bassinius for the open three. In and out, no. Wall, the offensive rebound. Put back, no. And this time was tied up with Pemsel. And that will be Wallert ball on the alternate arrow.
Well, they're talking about out there, Coach McCowan thought maybe there was a little bit of a foul, but didn't happen.
Judd White, 6'2 senior, will come in for Kluck. This is a senior-dominated Wallert team.
A lot of veterans out there right now. Low scoring, Scott. 2-2. This is kind of a Wallert favorite right now.
Kennedy will pick him up in the backcourt. Across the timeline. White to Pemsel now. Cross court, one-handed pass to the corner. Wedewer, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound to Gerling. Kennedy on the run. Gerling in transition. Drives, tried to kick it back out to Brewster and thrown out of bounds.
It looked like it was tipped by a Wallert defender out there, but they said no.
Turnover number 3 against Kennedy. And I think John McCown getting warned here to stay in the box.
Right now they're going to, again, they got a mismatch inside. Wallert's trying to get it to Pemsel.
And Pemsel had it for a moment, lost it, and coming out of there with it was Gardner. So Wallert with four turnovers. Vesenius in the open court. Gardner finds Byer in the left baseline. Jumper no from 10. Rebound on the weak side. And Wallert gets it. Ball tipped away by Brewster. It's on the floor, and they're going to get Brewster with the foul. Tough call. Aggressive going for the basketball on the 50-50 ball.
Yeah, it was. And five team fouls right now for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And one to Dubuque Wallert.
And that's a second on Brewster now.
Two leading scorers for Kennedy now going to be on the bench with two fouls, with Diggins and Brewster.
And we'll see if Kennedy can overcome that. Low scoring first quarter, 2-2. Till into the corner, and a high catch made right in front of us here by Schmidt. Circles, drives, kicks it out from the baseline, and traveling call on White.
Driving to the right that time, got in there, double team came. Couldn't get a jump stop under control.
Well, we can't lie to our listeners. This has not been pretty so far.
No, it hasn't. A lot of missed shots, some turnovers in there.
2-2. Gerling top of the key. Plays catch with Burst. Back it comes to Gerling. Starts to drive. His pass deflected. Stolen away by Wedewer.
Another turnover by Kennedy.
Wedewer tried to go inside on the jump pass, and that was tipped and stolen away by Byer.
Back-to-back turnovers going both ways.
Gardner, back it comes. Gerling, right wing three, way off, no good. We offensive board to Burst. Back to Bassinia, spot on three, and he hits left of the circle.
And that's what he's capable of doing. His first shot earlier, seemed like it was on track.
And they got a foul on Burst on the pressure.
Well, they got a call it. They saw the second one out there. There was a push early coming down the floor. They didn't miss it, or they didn't get that one, and they caught Kennedy on the second one.
And Burst now with two fouls. So Burst, Diggins, and Brewster all with two. High lob pass, catch inside, and Pencil with the easy two. And he's got all four of the Wallert points as we go under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 5-4, Kennedy. Burst, Gerling. Over comes Gardner. He'll trap him in the corner, and the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy.
You're going to be down in that corner, Scott. Not a good place to inbound it from.
Especially against a tall team like Dubuque Wallert.
It's really hard to run anything out of that.
In inside to Byer, back out front to Burst. Vesenius to the corner. Gardner on the baseline drive, and a block called on Pemsel.
Vesenius had a little bit of a step there. No, that's Gardner over there. He had a little bit of a step on Pemsel.
As David Iowari will come in, and Pemsel will take a seat. With 31 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, Iowari, a 6'5 senior, off the inbound, three, top of the circle, won't go. Rebound, Waller, an outlet pass to Wedewer. Stop and go move, drive, kick outside, down to the corner. It comes to Schmidt with 18 seconds. He'll goes crossover on the drive, leaves it for Wedewer. High arching free throw line jumper, no. Iowari high to get the offensive board.
Fresh legs right there, Scott.
8 seconds. Wedewer gets a return pass. Fakes, goes up with a three, left it short, no good. 2 seconds to play, out of bounds it goes. And it will be Kennedy ball with 0.9 seconds to play.
0.9 right now. You just got to get it and throw it up there.
As Kennedy will inbound, try to get a last second shot off here. First, gets it in. Vesenius, three-quarter court, heave up off the backboard at the end of the first quarter of play. Low scoring, both teams not shooting the ball particularly well. And after one, it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy 5 and Dubuque Wallert 4. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to high school basketball from KGYM Sports.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability...
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Couple scores to throw your way here. Girls basketball, Cedar Falls leading Linmar 19-13. That's at the end of the first quarter. And 68-65, City High girls in double overtime leading West. That one on 106.3 FM. Derek Diggins back into the game for Kennedy. Here it's 5-4 in this low-scoring affair. Kennedy having trouble shooting over the zone. Vicinius goes cross-court. Diggins will take a deep three and buries it right of the circle.
Now that was a catch and shoot. That was a deep three, probably 5-6 feet behind the three-point line.
Kennedy has doubled up Wallard. It's 8-4 Cougars. Early portion of the second quarter. Iowari, Myers in there for Wallard, along with Till. Also White and Schmidt. So Pemsel starts the second quarter on the bench. Baseline drive in all the way. Double pump leaner, no good. And the tip dunk put back in. Iowari got up and threw it down.
Yeah, he did. That's his second offensive rebound. Coming in, only played for about a minute. Immediate impact.
8-6, lead down to two. Diggins in the corner. Iowari comes out on him. Back between the circles to Diggins. He'll try it for two in a row. Missed that one badly and goes out of bounds off of Burst and will stay, or I should say go to Waller. As Cluck comes back in and taking a seat will be Judd White. Kennedy lineup, Burst in there along with Diggins, Sean Beyer, Vicinius, and Matt Gardner. Five for John McCallum. Pass to the wing. Tipped out of bounds by Beyer. It'll stay Golden Eagle basketball as Brewster comes in.
Kennedy likes subbing every dead ball. You're probably going to see somebody come in for Kennedy.
With the inbounds. Till circles left with it. Leaves it outside the arc to Schmidt over at the far hash mark. Goes crossover with it. Picked up by Brewster. And that jump and switch defense for John McCowan. Till off the clear out. Goes one-on-one. Drives baseline. Cut off. Back it comes out front. Schmidt lost it. And he retreats to pick it up. Now drives by Burst. Stop and go move. All the way in. And gets it off the glass for two.
A nice little slow hesitation move that time. Gets to the rim and finishes.
8-8. Four in a row here. A little mini run by Wallard. Brewster standing left-hand dribble out at the center circle in front court for Kennedy. Vicinius over now to Burst as we go under 6 minutes to play in the opening half. Diggins driving baseline, stops, pops, can't get it to go. Offensive board Burst, his turnaround blocked out of there by Cluck. Comes down to Vicinius though, finds the open man. Beyer on the drive, got away with a walk, got it out to Diggins. Diggins fakes, takes it inside, back it comes to Beyer. Pull up baseline jumper, no in the line driver, and a rebound out of there to Cluck.
You know, they got a lot of shots there, Scott, and I was able to connect.
Iowari runner, no good off the glass. Kennedy the other way with a 4-on-2. Lead pass, Vicinius. Right back it comes to Burst. Pop-up jumper off the square, won't go. And Iowari with the rebound for Waller. And both teams ice cold. Till left of the lane. Trying to get the shot off against Brewster. Can't do it. Throws it out front. Ball tipped away by Diggins. Loose the center line. Bodies dive for it. It's out of bounds. And it will stay with Waller.
Well, Kennedy stayed in their man-to-man. Waller stayed in that 3-2 zone. Not a whole lot of changes going on. Let's see if Waller can get Pemsel going now, coming back in.
Pemsel back in. Myers out. 8-8. Extremely low-scoring game here so far. Under five to play. Cluck goes baseline, cut off, gets it back to Tills. They work the triangle. To Schmidt. Outside the arc, Wall coming out on him. Schmidt drives by him into the lane and traveled with it. Good help defense there by the Cougars.
Yeah, it was. They do a nice job recognizing that penetration as a team. Coming from the weak side, giving support, creating that turnover.
David Wedewer back in, and Josh Schmidt will check out for Dubuque Waller.
One score to update. Scott Waterlooie, 17. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 10 after one. That's some boys.
Drive and a kick out. Here's Brewster, right side three. Too strong, no. Rebound underneath, and before the shot, he's going to get a foul, I think, on Waller. Before the shot.
Is that Gerling in there that was battling for the rebound? Pretty nice job giving up a lot of size.
Cluck with the steal, or with the foul, and then Waller comes out with a steal, and Wenawer with the easy layup, and Waller with their first lead at 10-8.
Yeah, nice little run out that time after they got the steal on that inbounds, trying to lob it over the top.
Weak side defense came over and tipped it away. 10-8, top of the key, Gerling, Bassinius. Cross court now to Brewster at the far hash mark right against the zone. Back it comes to Gerling, starts to penetrate, cut off by Till. Out to Bassinius up top, into the corner. Nice head and shoulder fake on the drive, in all the way, and Gerling was fouled. I think they're going to get Pemsel.
Yeah, he does a nice job going to his left. Shot fake, getting the defender to run by him, but then putting the ball on the floor, going to his left, drawing the contact.
So Pemsel is still wearing a brace on his right knee. He had off-season surgery on that knee. And he picks up his second foul. And Gerling's free throw dances but will not fall. One more coming up for the Kennedy senior. High school basketball tonight being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Second one rattles good. Kennedy back within one at 10-9. With a swing over the halfway mark of the game's second quarter. High lob pass, catching the block. Pemsel double team, takes it up strong. Had a block, though, by Wall. And Wall tied him up.
Wall giving big minutes tonight, Scott, isn't he? He had a good round of applause from the Kennedy fan base right now.
And it'll be Wallert ball out of bounds. They'll put it in play with Wedewer. Looking right of the glass. And just got it in to beat the 5-second count. Iwari, bad pass, stolen away by Diggins. Stop and go move, driving in all the way. Cut off, back it comes outside. Gardner for three, and he hits.
Diggins with a penetration that time. Getting the defense to collapse. Finds his teammate, nice little spot up.
Kennedy back out in front by two. Wenawer goes crossover, drive and a kick out. Back it comes to Wenawer, fakes the three, takes it right in the lane, dumped to Pemsel, reverse layup, good. Good ball movement by Waller.
One of the few times tonight we've seen that, Scott, where they've really got the ball going around, making that defense work.
12-12, 3:05 to play. Diggins driving baseline, kick out top. Gardner for two in a row, that one won't go. And Cluck with a rebound. Waller with the basketball in front court. Till, who's been very quiet so far, came in averaging double figures, and he has not scored yet. Pass out front, stolen away. Gerling on the breakaway and gets the easy two.
Nice anticipation by Gerling out there that time, understanding where the ball was going to go. Used it to his advantage.
Gerling now with three, and it's 14-12. Kennedy back up two. Wedewer going between the legs of the dribble. Lob pass inside, and Till got crashed into by Adam Hall.
Yeah, a little too aggressive that time coming.
And that's going to be the seventh on the Cougars.
Now Wall, he can come over there. He can come with just with his size and play behind and make him turn into him and shoot over the top.
Till will get the one in bonus. Of course, the brother of Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball player, Claire Till. And the free throw on the way, no good. Deadened off the back iron, and Kennedy gets the rebound. Diggins, no-look bounce pass to Gardner. Back it comes to Diggins. Against the zone, Wallert's been 3-2 the entire time. Wall right free throw line, back to Diggins. Little head and shoulder fake, Till comes out on him. Back it comes to Gardner, 2 minutes to play. Wall back to Diggins, open three-pointer, no, and the rebound. Out of there to Josh Schmidt, who just checked in for Waller.
The shot looked good. It was online.
Here goes Wedewer on the drive. Double pump runner, no. Contact, no call. Play on. And here comes Gardner the other way for Kennedy. Wedewer, a double-figure score, and he's not been into it yet as well. As Wedewer has not scored. Gardner driving baseline. Had it knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Schmidt. It'll stay with Kennedy.
one of the things Kennedy hasn't got a lot of here tonight, Scott, in this first half is any kind of offense fast break. Wallert's done a nice job getting back defensively, setting that zone, making it tough for Kennedy to get into their offense.
City High wins the girls' game down at West, so they will get a late start in the boys' game. Minute and a half to play first half here. Pass inside Beyer, and the pull-up no good, and we got a foul called. And they're going to get Wall for the clear-out.
Who's going to be the shooter, Scott? Is that Schmidt?
I think it's going to be Schmidt. So Wall has two. Brewster coming in with two. Diggins with two. And Burst with two for Kennedy. And the one in bonus coming up here for Josh Schmidt. Only a 57%er on the year, and the first one in and out, no good.
Bassinius right there to pull down the defensive board.
So Wallert's missed two front end and ones. Bassinius, three good out front.
Look at that gray volleyball line, Scott, is about where he pulled the trigger on that one.
17-12, Cougars with the biggest lead of the half at five. Wetterer driving a kick out. Till going baseline. Cut off by the help defense. Wetterer fake. Kick outside. Schmidt. High arching three. No good. Too strong. And they're going to get Till for going over the back.
Yeah, a little bit too much there. Being aggressive going to the offensive boards.
I tell you, the Kennedy defense needs to be commended because Wallert can't get it inside.
Oh, yeah. But they do a really good job trying to get around, running the post, and then making them throw over the top. And they're giving good backside help.
5-0 run by Kennedy. Under a minute to play here in the game's first half. Cougars by five over the two-time defending 3A state champions. Brewster picks it up left of the circle and a timeout to save the possession on the five-second closely guarded. And Kennedy will take a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, I didn't want to commit that turnover right here going into the half. I want to take advantage of this possession, Scott, here up by five right now.
Get you some scores and all the stats coming your way at the halftime break. Here from Kennedy this evening. Low scoring affair, to say the least. Neither teams, we'll get the shooting percentages coming up at halftime. But I doubt if either team's shooting over 33%.
No, they can't be, Scott. And, you know, that it's been ragged at times, too, offensively, as far as just turning the ball over. Even when there's not been turnovers, it seems like there's a lot of deflections in this game, too, that don't allow the offense to flow real freely.
Judd White into the game for Dubuque Wallert. Derek Diggins back in for Kennedy, maybe for the last shot here. Coming up in a half minute to play here in the first half.
Wallert switched up to the man-to-man.
Brewster going one-on-one on the drive, and there's a reach on Till. Took him off the dribble, and Till picks up his second.
I don't want him to get three right now. He's going to come out of the game.
Till is scoreless. Wetterer is scoreless. Pemsel only has six. Diggins the inbound. Try to force the pass inside. Stolen away by Cluck.
Yeah, Cluck just battling in there, giving up some size. Good position on that possession.
Now Wallert can go for the last shot, and they'll get everybody down onto the baseline. And Wetterer, with Pemsel out of the game, might be the guy to take this shot. Gets it back, 6 seconds to play, circles right, into the lane. Good dump off to Myers for the easy layup, and that will do it for the first half of play. So Sage Myers gets his first bucket, and we're at halftime in this low-scoring Mississippi Valley Conference affair. And our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 17, and Dubuque Wallert, 14. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from Kennedy right after this one-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Back with you here at the Kennedy Gym as we're at halftime, and it's a 17-14 lead for the Kennedy Cougars over Class 3A number 2 rated Dubuque Wallard. Scott Unashville done with you here tonight. And as we mentioned a couple times in the first half, it's cold shooting by both teams. Wallard has displayed this 3-2 zone so far. Aside from a couple of threes for the Cougars, they've had trouble shooting over. And Wallard, they're a team that likes to dominate the paint. They and it's been rare when they've got it inside.
Yeah, it has been, Scott. It's been real tough going offensively for both these ball clubs, actually. And Kennedy's just been a little bit sharper at their end of the floor. But that 3-2 zone has been real effective in making Kennedy not look real good on the offensive end. And Kennedy, as you said right before the half there, in a couple minutes left in that quarter, you said Kennedy defense is doing a job making Wallard do things that they don't want to. They had the little breakdown at the end there, but they've really been good keeping the ball out of the post players' hands.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for Kennedy. They're being led by Michael Pacinius with 2 3-pointers and a total of 6 points. Matt Gardner right behind with 5 points, 2 field goals, one of those at 3. Derek Gerling with a field goal and a free throw for 3. And Derek Diggins with 3 points. Off the bench on a 3-point goal for Kennedy. For Wallert, Cordell Pemsel leading the way with 6 points, 2 field goals, 2 free throws. And then 2 apiece for Sage Myers, David Iwari, and Josh Schmidt off the bench. And that is it for the Golden Eagles of Dubuque Wallard so far in the ball game. Turnovers, I've got Wallard so far with a total of 9, and Kennedy so far was 6. Bench scoring is 4-3. Wallard leads that. Free throw line, Dubuque Wallard 2 out of 4 from 50%. Kennedy 1 out of 2 and 50% so far in the ball game. And 8 3-pointers, 4 for Kennedy, 0 for Dubuque Wallard so far in the game. Now I'll throw it to you for the rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Scott, it's Dubuque Wallard 17-14 when you look at the total rebounds. And leading Dubuque Wallard is David E. I got to make sure I get this correctly, Scott. Iowari off the bench with 3. One of those an offensive rebound dunk he had, kind of giving Wallard somewhat of a spark there offensively. 2 rebounds apiece for Austin Cluck as well as Sage Myers. 1 for David Wedewer, Riley Till, Cordell Hemsel, Josh Schmidt, as well as Judd White. 5 Wallard team rebounds for Dubuque Wallard. 5 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 17. 4-seater up at Kennedy. Michael Bassinius leads the way with 3 rebounds. 2 apiece for Drake Brewster, Derek Gerling, as well as Matthew Burst. Chipping in with 1 is Matthew Gardner, Sean Beyer, Adam Wall off the bench too with 2 rebounds as well for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 1 dead ball rebound for the Cougars. Even up, 7 offensive, 7 defensive for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So one thing Kennedy's doing well, Scott, is getting to the offensive glass, getting second and third opportunities.
Shooting percentages, thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. We said they weren't going to be gaudy, and they aren't. Kennedy, 6 of 26 for 23% in the first half. 4 of 17 from beyond the arc for 23% as well. For Dubuque Wallard, they're 6 for 18, 33% from the field, and 0 for 6 from three-point land. And that's zip, 0%. I know Kennedy coach John McCowan told us a little tidbit before the game about Wallert's three-point shooting. And as three-point shooting goes for Wallert, when they've lost their 2 games, they have not shot well from 3, and they've taken a lot of them. And so that's one thing Kennedy wanted them to do tonight, and so far it's worked.
the idea it was. He said if they're going to, if Wallert shoots the ball well behind the, or if Wallert shoots a lot of three-point shots, they generally haven't fared well this year. And I think that was kind of the bugaboo against Cedar Rapids Prairie, and then up at Cedar Falls, they didn't shoot it very well up there either. And so he said, you know, want to actually make them look to shoot from the perimeter more than we would in the interior. And that's kind of counterintuitive, Kennedy, because they like to pressure the ball a lot out there. But so far it's worked for them.
Some other scores to throw your way at halftime. Cedar Falls, up at Cedar Falls, the Linmar boys leading Cedar Falls in the second quarter, 22-14, and Jordan Bohannon is off to a quick start with three threes in that game so far for the Linmar Lions. The girls are playing down in Marion at Linmar, and after the first quarter with Cedar Falls 19 and Linmar 13 in that one. Girls from earlier tonight at 106.3 FM, double overtime. It was Iowa City High over Iowa City West, 70-67. Also right now, second quarter, Waterloo East doubling up Cedar Rapids Prairie. That is 24-12 in the MVC as far as boys' play is concerned.
We just got an update on that too, Scott. We got a halftime score there. And that is Waterloo East really taking it to Prairie, 40-16 at the half.
Hey, Waterloo East is a good basketball team. And Steve McGraw is getting that thing turned around.
And I tell you right now, there's another team that's kind of looking for their wing, so to speak, right now after a big win early against Dubuque Waller. Prairie's fell on some tough times as well.
17-14 here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy as the Cougars back out on the floor. They lead the Golden Eagles of Dubuque Wallert by three at the break. Tomorrow it will be Rivalry Saturday at the U.S. Cellular Center. Looking forward to that, bringing you five games tomorrow here on KGYM as we will get things started bright and early at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as it'll be Iowa City Regina, the undefeated Regals. They will be in action taking on Benton Community. That'll be on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM, coming up for you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And Brent Balmanot will have the play-by-play on that one. And then at about 12:15, it'll be the battle between number one and number three in 1A, Springville taking on Turkey Valley. Springville did win tonight, I believe. They had a big lead against North Lynn, and that will be tomorrow at about 12:25. Denny Gettle's going to join me for those two afternoon games tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And then right after that, we will have Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then Brent will be back with you for Iowa City West and Muscatine, if West has any legs left. Iowa City West and Mason City coming up tomorrow. And that will be at around 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then Steve Dozier will join me for the nightcap tomorrow night at about 8:20 or so with Linmar taking on Marion.
A lot of good basketball games, Scott, tomorrow. You can wake up listening to basketball in the morning and go to bed with it on as well.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
I do. You can't ask for much more there, Scott. Well, that last game should be a fun one.
Yeah, Marion, with Linmar and Marion.
Linmar and Marion. You've got some quality athletes out there on the floor.
Played a really good game last year down there in the finale as well at the U.S. Cellular Center. All right, we're just about set to go for the second half. Both teams back out, getting their last-minute warm-ups in. And we'll set the starting lineups as we go to quarter number three here of this one. And both teams shooting it under 33% in that first 16 minutes of play. And you got to think whoever stays out of foul trouble. This could come down to a game of attrition. Kennedy has Burst, Diggins, Wall, and Brewster all with two fouls, and Wallert with Till and Pemsel with two fouls. Wallert's got to get Pemsel and Wetterer going. Yeah, I should say Till and Wetterer going.
Yeah, Till, I think thanks to Jeff Johnson out there, he said he didn't have Till even attempting a shot in that first half of play. So, yeah, you got to find something to get him in gear.
Set to go with half number two, and Kennedy will start with the basketball, and Wallert right back to that zone, the 3-2.
And Kennedy's going to counter with Wall out there in the middle.
Yeah, Wall will get to start in the second half, along with Gerling, Bassinius, Gardner, and Brewster. Brewster to Wall. Has it right of the lane. They triple him. And they work the triangle right. Cross-court pass to Bassinius. Up top to Gerling. Kennedy being patient here. No-look bounce pass inside. Wall fumbled it for a moment. Tried to bounce it in the lane. It's loose. And Kennedy comes up with it. Good hustle play by Wall. Out to Bassinius for three. And he connects.
Yeah, skip over the top of the zone that time. Found him.
20-14. Six-point lead. Myers against the man-to-man. Turn around, double pumper. Left it short. And then went over the top trying to get the rebound.
Good screen out that time by Brewster, I think. He and Wall were there. Sage just trying to make something happen, and Myers trying to make something happen out there and going over the top.
Myers, Pemsel, Till, Cluck, and Wedewer in there for Dubuque Waller. Kennedy basketball with their biggest lead of the ball game, 6 in this low-scoring affair. Gerling. Cross-court pass to Bassinius. Fakes, drives by Myers, takes it baseline, had it knocked away and stolen by Pemsel.
Good hands by Pemsel getting that one loose.
Pemsel into the lane. They call him for steps on the crossover.
Yep, they said as he came down there, the defenders were set in the lane. There's no room for him to go through there.
We'll say this, Pemsel's moving a lot better than he did last year when we saw him.
Yeah, he looks to handle the ball more. Waller switching up the man-to-man right now, Scott.
20-14. Kennedy out in front. Bassinius circles right, takes the top of the key. Cross court now it comes near side corner to Gardner. Inside to Beyer, just checked in. His pop-up jumper won't go. Trying to keep it alive was Gerling. Couldn't do it. It's out of bounds to the Golden Eagles.
And they're going to try and keep the hands out of ball out of Pimple's hand. He was going to bring it down the floor. They face guarded him.
20-14, Kennedy out in front. Till off the clear out. Turns down the shot, circles right, takes it high post. Looking for some help. Now bounces it near side to Cluck. Wedewer guarded by Gerling. Lobs it down low to Myers. Back to Till, coming off the screen. Drive and a kick out. Myers open three, short all the way. And Brewster rebound for Kennedy. One and done. Brewster, stop and go move. Drives, lost it. Knocked away by Wedewer, picked up by Pemsel.
And the turnover there, you created a turnover at the other end of the floor, and then you come down this one, don't take advantage.
Eighth turnover that time by the Cougars. Wedewer goes crossover, drives baseline, cut off by Brewster. Up top, high post, Pemsel. Lob pass inside. Myers with the catch, turns against a double team in the right block, and it was fouled.
And Coach McCowan talking to his kids, asking him to try and take that charge in there.
Gerling on the help defense gets the foul.
And Myers was really going strong that time, lowering that shoulder, going up through, trying to draw the contact and get to the free throw line.
Free throw, Sage Myers up and good. 68% on the year. Mentioned Waller gets to the line a bunch, and they did not in that first half. Second free throw in and out.
Bassinius with his fourth rebound of the ball game.
Matt Burst into the game for Kennedy. They'll get Derek Diggins in at the next dead ball. Gerling angles right with the dribble, leaves it for Burst. Head and shoulder fake, takes it left. Pemsel comes out on him in the man-to-man. Brewster guarded by Till. He'll back it up. Turns down the shot, into the corner now to Gerling. He'll penetrate, cut off by Wedewer. Back he goes to Beyer. Takes Myers in the lane, dishes it out to Gerling as Kennedy being patient. Gerling on the drive, takes it in all the way, drew the foul, created the contact, and they're going to get Myers on his third.
Yeah, going to his left that time. Giving up size there, but doing a really heads-up job drawing that contact.
Couple free throws coming up for Derek Gerling. And can't get the first one to go. Yes, Josh Schmidt will come in for Myers. And Gardner in for Brewster. Waller goes small, Kennedy goes small. 20-15, 4:51 to play here in the third. Low scoring game, and Gardner, make it Gerling, connects on the second free throw. And it's 21-15. Waller going to the bucket to our left. Kennedy double-teaming Pencil wherever he goes. Back to Wetterworth for three. No good, and it goes over the top of the backboard.
Go to Kennedy that time.
Kennedy's having Beyer front Pencil and then having weak side help come from the backside.
And if you're Waller, you're going to have to be looking, swing the ball until you find that open person because they're really giving help from that backside.
Girling on the drive, and a shot rejected by Pencil. Ooh, timed it perfectly. Wetterer off the clear out, going one-on-one, leaves it for Kluck on the drive, and an offensive foul on Kluck.
Yeah, and that was Matthew Burst doing the yeoman's work inside, drawing the charge.
Team foul number three on Wallard already. As Kennedy gets Diggins in. Good pass underneath, and Beyer fouled by Pencil. Nice little give and go by the Cougars. And that's going to be the third on Pencil.
And you can see the body language, Scott, right now. Dubuque Wallard's not real good. They're frustrated out there. And Kennedy can put on any kind of a little scoring spurt here, Scott, that could go a long ways in this ball game right now.
Free throw no good for Sean Beyer. He'll have one more. The captain of the All-State 4A football team. And misses them both, and Pencil with the board. Wallard in transition. Wetterer takes the top of the key, hand back to Till. Then comes inside. Pencil double team, finds the open man, Wetterer. Extra pass comes to Schmidt, but Kennedy right there on it. Back to Wetterer for three, and he finally gets Wallard's first triple.
Yeah, just one of those catch and shoot that time. He had a little bit of space.
And Kennedy trying to beat the defense back. Threw it away.
Yeah, Coach McCollin talking to Derek Diggins out there saying a little better decisions offensively.
Turnover number nine on the Cougars to 11 for Waller. Golden Eagles can tie with a three or pull within one with a two. Till circles in the lane. Back out Wetterer for three. No good. And Kluck high to get the one-handed board. And he was fouled.
How about Kluck there? Not one of the biggest players, but he's scrappy. He works hard for Dubuque Waller.
Oh, he's the glue guy. He's the defensive stopper for the Golden Eagles.
Four rebounds now.
21-18, 3:27 to play in the third, and Waller to inbound. They'll throw it in the backcourt, and a catch by Kluck. Till quickly in the corner. Schmidt driving baseline, cut off by Brewster. Lost it, and then traveled with it.
Yeah, got down there in the land of the Giants, so to speak. No place to go, Scott. Trying to pick that ball up, moving his feet.
Third quarter, 3:20 to play, and Kennedy is led by as many as six. They lead by three right now, 21-18. Diggins, crossover dribble, top of the key. He'll back it out and reset it now for the Cougars. Kluck on him. Diggins goes between the legs with it, over to Burst. Fakes in the three outside the arc left wing, up top to Bassinius. As Kennedy works the perimeter. Diggins lost it, picks it back up, goes to the free throw line. Pop-up jumper too strong. Rebound kept alive, Burst gets it. He lost it to Pencil, and then a reach foul, I think, on Burst.
Yeah, Pencil popped it away out there, and then there's almost one of those frustration fouls out there trying to get it back.
That is three now on Burst. Three on Brewster as well. Wallert basketball. Kluck to Wetterer. Dump pass inside to Pencil, posting up and gets the easy easy turnaround off the glass.
And that time they worked him on the backside, Scott. They didn't try to throw it in the first time. They made the defense shift where they couldn't get the help.
21-20. 2:20 to play in the third. Burst gets it to Brewster, circles up top. Now spin move into the lane, and traveling going to be called.
Riley Till defensively that time, working hard, trying to keep him in front, creating the turnover.
Beyer will get a breather as Adam Wall checks back in for Kennedy. And Waller can take the lead here on this trip.
Look to see number 40 touch the ball again. If you're Dubuque Waller, you would like to see that.
Till, high, low, lob pass. Catch by Pencil. Goes up with it. No, and Kluck gets the offensive board.
Kluck right there.
And work the triangle left. Now cross court. Schmidt left wide open. Three-pointer. Ring it up for Josh Schmidt.
Kept alive after the offensive rebound, second chance opportunity.
23-21, an 8-0 run right now by the Golden Eagles. Now it's Kennedy that needs a bucket. They dump it inside the wall, posting up, left-hand hook, good over Pemsel. And Kennedy's going to get a timeout. Well, nice little move by Adam Wall.
That was aggressive, catches it, goes one way, comes back to his left, little half hook.
Minute 33 to play in the third, and Kennedy and Wallard are tied at 23. Kept the ball away from Pemsel, used his left hand.
You know, it's smart move, Scott. Pemsel with three fouls right now. They don't want to give him, if you're Kennedy, you want to see if he can pick up the fourth foul there. Pemsel's going to play a little bit tentative in there. He's not going to be quite as aggressive on the defensive end.
Trying to see what that Linmar Cedar Falls score is here. Our friend Tony Rowe up there. They are underway between West and City. And right now it's 35-26. Linmar, Bohannon with 11, leading Cedar Falls up at Cedar Falls.
It's a good road test for the Lions up there. Cedar Falls beat this Waller team the other night. West up early against City High, 7-0, Scott, and the boys.
Well, against the Iowa teams, West has not really been threatened so far.
And they just have problems when they go up to Minnesota and play some of the best teams in the Midwest.
See what Kennedy does different defensively after the timeout. Wetterer at the far hash mark. Till in the high post. Fakes, drives on Wall. Kick outside. Here's Kluck for three, and he hits it. And that's extra for Waller.
All of a sudden, now they got three threes, I believe, in this quarter.
Kluck averages a point a game. Not a big scorer. As he knocks down the three, only his third of the year. Here's Diggins, left open the corner. They double down on him. DeWall, cross-court pass to the corner. Here's Burst for three, and he hits.
Waller switched back to the zone defense that time, and Kennedy does a nice job recognizing it after a little bit of confusion early and find the open shooter.
26-26 as both teams starting to heat it up a little bit.
It's an offensive explosion.
Here's Till making the save, and the loose ball. They're going to get a foul on Kluck.
Yeah, just if you're Coach English and Waller, you shake your head on that one. That's just one of those unforced turnovers.
41 seconds to play here in the quarter, and we'll see if Kennedy holds for one. Directing traffic out front. Diggins, stop and go move. Over in the corner, plays catch with Brewster. 25 seconds to play. Standing right hand dribble to the near side hash mark. Drives on Till, takes him left free throw line. Cut off, looking for some help. Spinning and gets it out to Burst now with 15 seconds. Burst, drive, and a kick outside. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around. Loose picked up by Waller. 4 seconds to play. Wetterer across the timeline. Long cross-court pass to the corner, thrown out of bounds.
6 tenths. I don't even know if they have time to get a shot off here, Scott. It's got to be almost like a tap.
Inbound, and that will do it for the third quarter of play. We're through three, and we're tied. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 26. Dubuque, Waller, 26. And Phil and I will come back with the fourth quarter after this 60-second timeout as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM. The annual Girls Basketball Rivalry Saturday with five big games comes your way this Saturday on KGYM. Starting at 9 a.m., it's Iowa City, Regina, and Benton Community. At 12:15, it's Springville taking on Turkey Valley, followed by Alvernette, Maquoketa Valley, and Iowa City West taking on Mason City. Then the nightcap at 8:15 when Linmar meets Marion. Check out more info at KGYMradio.com for stations and times. That's Rivalry Saturday Girls Basketball on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union, this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Scott Unash, Bill Dunn, David Schulte, our in-studio engineer tonight. Welcome him aboard. As Dubuque Waller with the basketball, trying to take the lead. They got back into it, took a two-point lead with an 8-0 run in that third. Off the clear out, Schmidt driving left of the lane, cut off. Cross court now to Wetterer. Open three-pointer, an air ball. And Till trying to make the save, and does. Now two guys tangled underneath. Kennedy gets it up ahead to Wall, and a three-point opportunity.
Five on or four on four down there, two of them tangled up.
And Wetterer picks up the foul, and Kennedy's got the momentum here. And a chance to take a three-point lead with Adam Wall.
Officials talking to some of the players out there right now about being smart.
Wall at the free throw line. Bends the knees. The left-hander's free throw right through. 5 points for Wall. He's been a factor tonight.
Yeah, he has. Nice little touch from the free throw line. Scored in the interior as well.
29-26. Till off the clear out. Drives baseline and lost it out of bounds. Turnover number 15 against Dubuque Waller.
And Adam Wall was the one who was there defensively, moving his feet, keeping Till in front.
Sage Myers comes back in. He's playing with three fouls. Pemsel playing with three. Cluck in there with three as well. Josh Schmidt and Riley Till, the other two Golden Eagles. Gerling, Wall in the high post. Works it outside the arc to Brewster. Stop and go dribble, circles left with it. Now kicks it out to Gardner. Drives on Pemsel, takes him inside, off the glass for two.
Nice little pull up going down there. Jump stop, avoids the defensive contact.
Five in a row now by Kennedy. Cougars lead it 31-26. And a game of runs here in the second half. Pemsel way out in the corner, turns on Wall. Shake and bake mode, trying to go baseline. It was tripped up and fouled.
I would think, Scott, if I'm Dubuque Waller, I would have to see a healthy dose of number 40 touching the basketball. You don't shoot it unless he touches, is what I would be instructing them right now.
Third on Wall as he will come out. Gets a big hand from the Kennedy fans here tonight. Golden Eagles to inbound. They'll lob it out front to Pemsel. With Bassinius on him. Bullet pass to Cluck. And a nice catch on it. Back it comes to Pemsel on the drive. And a little nickel and dimer. Going to be called on Bassinius on a hold.
Part of that right there, Scott, too, is, you know, if he doesn't shoot it, he's drawn the foul. Last two times he's made a move to the basket, he's drawn the foul out there. So good things are happening if you get the ball to Pemsel.
Life on the road in the MVC, huh? Till trying to get it inside as they work the triangle left. Looking, now gets to Myers. And the cross-court pass nearly stolen. Now over to Schmidt, who hit a three-pointer in that third. Schmidt working it over to Till in the corner, trying to get it inside the Pemsel. They go back door instead to Schmidt. Got cut underneath the basket, and he'll have to pull it back out. Lob pass, and Pemsel, too tall for him, stolen away by Kennedy. Two-on-two, Gerling, pull-up right-hand floater, good.
Well, a few times in transition, get out and run after a missed shot or a turnover.
30-second timeout going to be taken by Waller. I tell you, Phil, Kennedy got away with one last time because they undercut Pemsel from the back.
I thought so too, Scott. He went up. He couldn't come down. He took his feet out from underneath him. Officials didn't call it. They let it go on down there. But Kennedy made him pay. They went down and they took advantage of it.
This is the biggest lead of the ball game. 33-26. With still 6:01 to play.
And that's Coach English calling his first timeout out there, trying to see if he can stop this run going right now by the Cougars.
Vicinius, Diggins, Brewster, Gardner, Gerling in for Kennedy. And for Waller, Wetterer back in. Also, Judd White in, Pemsel, Till, and Wetterer. So Myers will go to the bench. For the Golden Eagles. High post. They drop it down low to Pemsel. Layup good. Count to foul. Nice set play. Off timeout.
They come in. They're going to get a high low. They get it over the top to Pemsel and get the chance for the three-point play.
Team foul number six.
And one for Pemsel.
Pemsel with 10. averaging almost 21 a game. 5:50 to play in this one, 33-28. Free throw up, swished right through. A little Wallert pressure. They show it and back it off.
Probably won't see much of it, Scott, just because of their size.
Durling drives in, kicks it back out to Bassinius. Four-point Cougar lead. Bassinius on the drive, spins right of the lane, kicks it back out now to Durling. He'll go crossover, takes the free throw line. Back to Bassinius, a deep three, no good, and the rebound to Waller.
Yeah, that's Josh Schmidt doing a nice job screening out of the perimeter.
Pemsel to Till, layup, no, and a blocking foul going to be called on Diggins.
And Diggins getting over there, and Till getting up that arm, that elbow, he came down hard on it.
Diggins picks up his third, and that's the bonus now for Waller.
They said, Scott, the officials are telling Coach McCowan that he slid over when Till was already in the air.
And Till is going for his first points of the game. Came in averaging double figures, and it's up and good.
Hadn't shot the ball very much in this ball game at all.
Sean Beyer comes in for Drake Brewster in the Kennedy lineup. After Kennedy went 7-0. Wallert tried to go 5-0 run. Couldn't do it. Second free throw no good. And remains 33-30 in favor of the Cougars. Kennedy going to the bucket to our right. First, looking inside. Stop and go dribble. Takes a baseline. Cut off. Back it comes to Bassinius. Deep three right wing. In and out no. A fight for the rebound on the weak side. And Schmidt away with it for Wallert. Till, jump pass over to Wetterer. Cut off by the Cougars. Back it comes to Pemsel. Ball fake. Spins on Beyer. Nice duck under move. Shot off the glass and good.
So you said a little up and under move. Got him going. Got him up in the air with the finish.
33-32. Trapping pressure in the backcourt for the Cougars. Durling gets across the timeline. Goes crossover. Dishes back out to Beyer. Kennedy by one with 4.5 to play against the Wallert man. Asinius on the drive, double teams, knocked away out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Cougars.
Yeah, clock on the floor over there. Or no, excuse me, I got that one wrong. That was Judd White on the floor over there for Wallert, trying to dig that one loose.
Wallert's extending the defense, and they're picking up the intensity now.
Yeah, they are, and they're, you can see it after that timeout. They came out with a little bit more fire in their eyes.
1 point, Cougar lead. And back to Diggins. Holds it at the center line. Uses the high ball screen. Little stutter dribble. Circles right with it. Stop and go move. Goes up with the floater and got it right in the lane on the 10-footer.
Come down the lane. Yeah, a little bit of contact at the end, but they said play on.
5 for Diggins. A high arching floater that time. Wetterer to the corner. Driving baseline. In all the way. Schmidt pop up. Runner won't go. And the rebound out of there to Matt Burst. 35-32, burst into the front court, lost it for a moment, it's out of bounds, going to go to Waller. Turnover number 11.
Really no place to go with the dribble out there, trying to split the double team.
11 turnovers now on Kennedy's behalf, and clock will come back in for Waller. We still have 3:43 to play in the game. 35-32, dump pass inside. Here's Pemsel posting up and gets the easy layup.
Hard to stop when they do that, Scott.
15 for Pemsel to lead all scores. 35-34, Wallert back within one. Diggins going one-on-one, drives and was fouled by Wetterer.
Wallert wanted to walk out there, and Kennedy wanted the foul, and the foul is what they got.
And both teams now in the bonus for the final 3:25.
Diggins a pretty good free throw shooter, too, overall. He was out there, get to the line.
Yep, Diggins this year for Kennedy, 63%. Cougars shoot 68% as a team. This will be one in the bonus on the way right through. Diggins now with 6. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Second one, in and out, no good, and Wallert with a rebound. 36-34, quickly up court, Schmidt gets it back to Cluck. Wetterer looking inside, diagonal pass outside the arc to Schmidt. He'll yo-yo it back out. Goes crossover. Driving a kick out to Till. Right corner, three ball short. Pemsel, the offensive board. Into the lane. Pump fake, goes up with it. No. And Brewster with a rebound. And he'll bring it himself, trying to get through traffic, and a foul called on a reach on Wall.
Clock, I believe it was.
Fourth on clock.
2:59 left. They'll probably let him just play through this right now at this point with a two-point deficit.
And Drake Brewster with the one and one now for Kennedy. Very good free throw shooter at 80%. One and one, good. Got the friendly roll. First point tonight, Phil, for Drake Brewster.
Yeah, he's one of the leading scorers for Kennedy. He got in foul trouble early, though. He sat quite a bit in the first half.
Free throw number two is good. 38-34. No pressure by Kennedy. Wetterwerk, Pemsel, Till, Kluck, and Schmidt in there for Waller. Till goes crossover on the drive. Double pump. Leaner got the roll. Tough shot. And timeout, Waller.
Till going with his left and coming back to his right at the end. Little floater.
2:45 to play, and the Golden Eagles will call a timeout here with Kennedy up by two and probably to set up a little full court pressure.
I would imagine that, Scott. You know, they came out after the last timeout pressing after a score. This time they get to set it on a dead ball, and then they can talk about what they want to do next time offensively down the floor as well right now. We're obviously, with under 3 minutes to go in a two-point ball game, every possession is critical now for both of these teams. Both teams have three timeouts left each, so instead of committing a turnover by throwing it away, I'm sure Coach McCowan's talking about if you get in trouble, call the timeout and keep possession.
Yeah, both teams with some timeouts left each have three. Pleasant Valley, number two in the state, all over Davenport West tonight, 56-26. And Linmar right now with a 50-42 lead up at Cedar Falls. And in girls play, it's Xavier leading one of the West, 47-44 through three quarters. And right now, down in Iowa City, it's West High over City High, 16-5. The girls' game went double overtime. Inbound, Diggins beats the pressure. Pull up high, Archer right through from the heart of the lane for Derek Diggins.
Throwing up just like Coach McCown wanted. Get the ball in the hands of your ball handler and your score.
Diggins with eight. Wetterwer going one-on-one off the clear out. Kluck looking inside, dumps it in the high post to Till. Holds it the free throw line and threw it away.
And where he's going with that one. They were looking for a high-low that time. They're trying to get it into Pimple, and it was there early. He just didn't pull the trigger on it.
Backside was open, but threw it well over the head of Josh Schmidt.
Yeah.
40-36. Inbound, Diggins goes behind the back with it. Driving a kick out. Here's Bassinius for three. No good. And Pemsel with a weak side board. Long up court pass and a bad one stolen away by Kennedy. Here comes Bassinius back to Diggins. Spot up three. No. Rebound, foot four. And we've got a foul, I think, on the Cougars.
Duke Waller's going to get a shoot a one-on-one now.
Fourth on Adam Wall.
I'm going to leave him in right now. They're not going to bring him out of the ball game.
And the one-and-one coming up for Wetterwer. An 86% foul shooter, but can't get this one to go. And the rebound comes down to Gardner. Trapped in the backcourt, stolen away by Pemsel, and he takes it up strong and was fouled.
Gets it back. Now he's going to get a chance to go earn it from the line with two. Kennedy didn't want to give him an easy two or layup or a dunk out of that. They're going to make him shoot free throws.
Team foul number nine, and Pemsel to the free throw line. Pemsel with 15 points. Left-hander's free throw, missed it. And it's a two-shot situation.
And Waller, now I was going to say they only had one player on the line. They only had Till on the line beside Pemsel. But now they're going to move another player up. Kluck's going to join them.
Free throw number two. In and out, no good. Gardner with a rebound. Pemsel misses two. Pivotal misses. Under 2 minutes to play. Brewster trapped in the front court. The ball tips. But Kennedy picks it up. Timeout, Cougars.
Coach McCollin talking to him about taking care of the basketball, understanding where people are on the floor.
Full timeout taken by Kennedy. And that'll leave the Cougars with two. Wallert's going to come out trapping pressure in the half court, trying to come up with that turnover.
Now they have to understand that, too. And they have to understand the bigger bodies. If they get a trap set, it's going to be hard to throw out of it with those long arms, bigger bodies, the size advantage they have. So move the ball quick. Don't let that trap come to you, because if they get it set, it's going to be hard to get through it.
Have our post game coming up at the conclusion of this one here. And if the Cougars hold on, we'll get a word from head coach John McCowan, who'll probably fly up here.
They'll be looking for it. Something good here. They've been looking for something here the last few ball games. It's been a battle. It's been a tough ball game, Scott. Pretty physical at times. Not the cleanest offensively out there. Both teams having their shooting woes. Wallert showing it right now from the free throw line.
40-36. Kennedy. Cougars have led most of this game. Wallert had a 2-point lead in the third when they went on a run. Kennedy to inbound. Burst will throw it in the backcourt. High catch made by Diggins. Brings it up against Wedderwer. Gets that trap. Dribbles out of it. Circles away. Minute 37 to play. Picks it up. Goes up top. Ball tipped away into the backcourt. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Kennedy.
Again, they're. Wallert is extending, as you said, Scott. They're going to play the passing lanes.
Looking, and they get it into Bassinius. Wallert's all over the lanes right now. Brewster across the timeline. High pass thrown away.
No place to go with it out there. Till up on the ball with those long arms again. Maybe made it difficult.
And Cluck will come in for White. Little offense for defense for Wallert. 40-36.
What was the horn for? I don't know.
And they'll start it again. A little inadvertent horn.
Now they're going to try and reset the clock there because they threw it in and nothing.
And Tom English is asking to put 3 seconds back on the clock.
I would be too, because they went it in and then they stopped it. So they should. So it's a correctable error. They can go put that time back on the clock.
127. And it looks like they are going to put 127 on the clock here.
And they're going to be. Kennedy's talking about just picking up at the half court line. They're not going to go ahead and extend anything beyond that.
And they'll get this all taken care of here.
If you're Waller, too, you're going to be looking at trying to get 40 the basketball. Cordell Pencil, again, obviously, I think, good things have happened when he's got it. Another score to pass along your way, Scott. 56-29, Waterloo-East continue rolling. Over
East
Cedar
is playing good basketball.
That's after three quarters.
So they got the clock fixed, and now Wallert with the basketball. Pencil standing dribble up top to Schmidt. Holds it top of the key, back to Wedderwer. Behind the screen for three, and he buries it. Quick timeout after the triple, and the lead down to one.
Well, that was a nice little set coming out of that dead ball situation, Scott. Freed him up. A lot of courage to pull the trigger on that three, Scott, because haven't had a whole lot of success shooting it behind the line.
Wallert's fourth three-pointer of the second half, four for the game. Kennedy was six for the game. They've got two in the second half. And now Wallert with the 30-second break, and they're going to set up the full court pressure.
And, you're going to anticipate that. A lot of time, you don't foul immediately, Scott, with a minute 15 left. You play it out a little bit, but there's going to come a time and a point, and if Kennedy's moving that ball around a little bit out there, got to pick your poison, figure out who you want to foul. Coach McCowan's going to have his best free throw shooters on the floor. Play good, solid defense. Try to get a steal. No reason to panic right away. There's time left.
Greg Brewster to inbound. Full court pressure put on by Waller. They get it into Diggins. He'll bring it up with the power dribble. Goes behind the back into front court. They'll try to trapping along the far sideline. dribbles out of it, gets in trouble, almost threw it away, and now it does go out of bounds.
And that trapping up top, making it very, very difficult for Kennedy to get a clean look.
And Wallert will have a shot to take the lead here. Wetterer, Pemsel, Kluck, Schmidt, and Till in there. Wetterer, crossover dribble. Yo-yos it back out at the far hash. High lob to Pemsel. Back it comes to Wetterer. Trying to do a two-man game. Lob inside. Pemsel. Ball fake. Layup good.
Well, they get the lead down at the end. Pemsel with a nice ball fake. Plenty of time for Kennedy yet, Scott.
38 seconds. Diggins one-on-one on the drive. Foul before the shot. And he'll have a chance to go to the line. This went one-on-one, and they got Wetterer with the reach.
A little bit of a lean and a reach, as you said. Yeah, Joe's contact. Tell you, we got... Last time he was at the line, Scott, I think he was 1 for 2.
Yep, so far tonight, 1 out of 2. Free throw, no good. Missed the 1-1, tipped around. It's loose, and Wall gets it for Kennedy. 30 seconds, timeout, Cougars.
A big rebound by Adam Wall out there. Using that height, they bring it in. A lot of contact, but they said play on. But contact both ways on that last.
Yeah, it was.
On that last rebound.
So Bassinius will come in. Yeah, Adam Wall kept that alive.
Yeah, he did. That was a good play by him. Good ball game for him so far. Coach McCowan coming back with a shooter. Bassinius out there going, giving up the size.
What do you think Kennedy's going to do? You got to get Derek Diggins a touch, I got to think.
Yeah, Diggins has been your best, I guess, threat, you would say, getting to the rim in this situation. Brewster struggled a couple times last time down the floor. He's handling the ball, but he's one of your primary scorers too. Even if he hasn't had a good ball game, you got to be one of your options out there. And then Bassinius, he's gonna be spotting up. If he gets a chance, he's gonna knock it down as well.
Two timeouts left for Waller, one for Kennedy. It's been low scoring, but it's been a good one tonight.
And it'll be interesting if Kennedy does score. What does Waller do? Do they just run it down in transition? Or are they going to take one of those, take a timeout?
Inbound, Brewster looking, goes to Diggins. In the backcourt, turns. Wallert will stay in the man. Diggins backing his way in, spins, goes baseline, and a reach foul on Wetterer. Trying for the little jab and the takeaway.
They're going to be two, isn't it? Now,
yep, that's a double bonus.
His fourth foul as well, I think.
Wallert up one, Derek Diggins to the line, 22.3 to go in the game. First one on the way, got it, we're tied. 41 apiece.
Yeah, looked good on that one, good release, good form.
Second one for the lead, right through for Diggins.
Kennedy going to come back. Wall going to give him size. Bassinius coming out, defensive possession now.
Full timeout now for Wallert. They will not wait to get it into the front court. They'll take a timeout right now.
Trying to get something, get their play call that they like. You know, Kennedy change up their defense, Scott?
Might. Maybe go zone.
Do you take that chance? Because, you know, right now Coach English is drawing something up for a man-to-man because that's all Kennedy's played all ball game. I guess there's two different kinds of thought on that out there, but if you believe your man-to-man is your best defense, you probably stick with that right now.
And if you're Wallert, you got to go with the high-low. That has helped. That has been impossible for Kennedy to stop tonight. Or if you don't get the high-low, you kick it out to Wetterer.
Yeah, and, you know, go a little two-man game, too. You could go Wetterer, Pemsel on one side. Run everybody off there. Get them all outside the three-point line and so Kennedy does not have an opportunity to give help on the backside, because that's where Kennedy's been successful. Or you could just, you know, you go Pemsel and you clear out a side for him out there and let him go one-on-one, because he's very good at drawing the foul, if nothing else, get to the free throw line.
All right. It'll be full court pressure applied here by Kennedy.
Face guarding up front against Wetterer.
Inbound, it'll be Kluck looking to get it in. Looking and finally gets it in to Schmidt. 20 seconds to play, and now Kennedy will get back into the man. Left-hand dribble. Schmidt goes over to Kluck outside the arc. Looking inside. Down to 10 seconds. Circles right. Over to Wetterer. High lob. Catch by Pimsel inside. And before the shot, foul called as Gardner did all he could to try to keep him from putting that shot up.
Well, in either way, Scott, regardless of whether it was on the shot or on the floor, they're saying it was on the floor. It's team foul number 10, so he's going to shoot two.
Pimsel's 3 for 5. He just went 0-for-2 a moment ago, and Kennedy will use their final timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout to try to ice Cordell Pimsel.
Now, Coach McCowan talking about what he wants to see. Yeah, one of the things he's going to be stressing is on that second free throw, you better be screening out because you don't want to give them a second chance opportunity if he would miss, and he has to make both of them for them to be up one. So he's talking what the time or the score as you come down here, what's the situation going to be? Hey, if we're up by one, what are we going to do? If it's tied, what are we going to do? If we're down by one, what are we going to do? So you got to be covering all those three things right now in this situation.
Kennedy comes out with Wall, Diggins, Brewster, Gardner, and Gerling. Two free throws for the future Hawkeye, Cordell Pimsel. And the free throw on the way right through, and we're tied.
Right now, so if Wallert scores, they're going to be playing some backup defense, just trying to eat clock.
Second one for the lead, no good short. Rebound Wall in the backcourt, picks it up, hands it off to Diggins, and we're going to go to overtime. Going to go to overtime, tied at 42. As the free throw was off the left side, Pimsel came dangerously close to a reach-in foul a couple times on the defense.
Yeah, it was, and it, you know, that was one of those things where you just got to keep your hands off and keep the ball in front of you.
Tied at 26 after the third. We're tied at 42 after the fourth quarter here. We'll keep it here as we get ready to get into overtime. It'll be a four-minute extra session here. Each team will get a timeout. So Kennedy will be up. They'll get one timeout back, and it'll be Wallert with two timeouts right now. Foul trouble. You've got Wetterer and Kluck with four apiece for Wallert. Pimsel with three. Myers with three, but he has not played a lot in the second half. For Kennedy, Adam Wall with four. Derek Diggins with three. Matt Burst with three. Matt Gardner with three, and Drake Brewster with three.
Now, so we're going to start it with a tip here, Scott. Adam Wall and Cordell Pimsel will be the two jumping.
4 minutes on the clock, and probably the only time all year the Pimsel will have a guy taller than him.
Got to turn it around. And they were lined up the wrong way.
There we go.
Keep going the same direction in overtime.
So Pimsel to tip it up against Wall, 6'8 versus 6'10, and Pimsel wins the tip. And we're underway, and then a late whistle and a foul on Gerling trying to go for the steal on the tip.
Yeah, it was a late and almost like he was going to see if it affected the play before he blew. Everything's going to be double bonus now here for both teams the rest of the way.
Kluck with two and in and out on the first.
Wallert, not real good at the line, are they, Scott?
Not tonight. They have. If they would have made their free throws, they'd be on the bus right now back to Dubuque and missed them both. Rebound Cougars. Wall trapped along the baseline, gets rid of it to Brewster, and here comes Kennedy. Up court it comes quickly. Give back to Diggins. Wide open three, short front iron, no. Cougars get the offensive board. Diggins on the ball fake, drives in, pop up 10-footer, splash right through.
Derek Gerling get the credit for keeping that ball, that possession alive with the offensive rebound.
Diggins leads Kennedy with 12. 44-42, Cougars draw first blood here in OT. Schmidt quickly over to Wetterer. His three was rejected by Kennedy. Diggins got it. Almost made the steal. Lob pass inside to Pimsel and gets the alley-oop layup.
He's just throwing it up there to the corner of the backboard and let Pimsel go get it.
20 for Pimsel. 44-44 here in overtime as we play just about a minute. Diggins, two-man game, goes baseline. Give back to Brewster. Circles left, back to Diggins. Open three, ring it up for Diggins.
Moving, he's playing with a little bit of confidence right now, Derek Diggins, after he hit that last pull-up jumper.
Now we're on number 47-44, Kennedy by three. Clock outside the arc, left side. Circles it up top, now gets it over to Wedewer. Trying to dump it inside to Pemsel, now they find him. Pemsel turns, puts it on the floor, double team, pass tip, and Wallert will keep it. Here's Cluck, right free throw line extended. Pemsel, skip pass over the top to Wedewer. Up front to Schmidt, wide open three, and he buries it.
Now Schmidt knocking it down behind the line, doing what Diggins did.
They dared him to take the shot, Phil, and he made him pay. 47 apiece. Diggins going one-on-one on the drive. Pull up, high-arching 12-footer. Can't get the roll. And Cluck with a rebound. And a reach foul on Wall, and that's going to be it for him.
That's big, Scott, because defensively he was doing a nice job in the interior. Kennedy's going to have to go small. Looks like they got Bassinius ready to come in.
And Adam Wall played a terrific game tonight.
Yeah, he did. He five rebounds out there. Really good job defensively, making it tough for Dubuque Wallert for a lot of the ball game to score in the interior.
5 points, five rebounds for Adam Wall. Free throw up and in by Clark. Just missed a couple. He's one out of three. Second one right through.
See now, Scott, if they're not trapping. They had been pressing after made free throw earlier.
Overtime, 49-47. Diggins outside the arc. Now on the drive, going one-on-one. Fakes, kicks it back out to Beyer. Open 15-footer, no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Wallert.
Mr. Clark there.
Now see if Wallert's patient here with the lead.
Make Kennedy play defense if you're Coach English.
Till on the drive. Skip pass to Wedewer. Now they'll reset it to Schmidt.
Well, be patient until you got Pemsel a touch.
Brewster and Beyer double-teaming Pemsel. Schmidt, who just hit a big three, out to Till with a minute 27 to play. Uses the ball screen from Pemsel. Tried to get it to him. Threw it away. It's loose in front of us. Picked up by Kennedy.
Good hustle out there, keeping that ball alive for Waller, but Kennedy gets possession.
Cougars can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Minute 10 to play. Diggins going one-on-one. On the drive, cut off, and Kennedy's going to use their timeout they have in overtime. With a minute six to play.
Yeah, we're going to see what Coach McCollum, if he's going to. He didn't like his lineup that was out there right now, or. I didn't sub anybody in. He's going to keep the same five he had on the floor. He's going to get a set that he likes.
Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. 49-47 in favor of Wallert with 106 to play in overtime.
Yeah, and check what I just said there, Scott. I think Sean Beyer is going to come out of the ball game. They're going to bring Gardner in. Maybe they offensively they like that. Little bit better what they're trying to do out there, but Coach McCowan, I think he's gotta find Diggins, don't you, Scott? Because he's been the one that's been making it go here as of late.
Wallert's not Cougars. Been able to stop him one-on-one.
Well, they haven't. Maybe you set a ball screen or something, make him hedge out and get somebody rolling to the back at basket out of it after that situation. But it's going to be a baseline out of bounds play first, Scott. Kennedy likes to go a 1-4 and then throw it over the top, you know, a lob. It's tough to do against Wallert. We'll see if they come out with a different set on their baseline out of bounds here.
Wallert's knocked that away a couple of times. It'll be Kennedy to trigger with Michael Bassinius. Base guarded by Wedewer.
1-4 high.
Looking right of the glass and finally has it thrown into the backcourt and chased down by Brewster.
And Till up guarding him full court.
Brewster quickly across the timeline. A minute to play here in overtime. Burst back into the game. Cluck picking up Diggins, who gets the handoff. Has it at the right point. Standing dribble. Gives it up over to Bassinius. Bullet pass inside. Stolen away by Schmidt on the overplay.
And now if you're Wallert, you better be patient out there. Make them come get you. Kennedy, got to be thinking about when you're going to foul.
And who you're going to foul. And it's not Wedewer.
get somebody because you want multiple possessions.
They want to foul Schmidt, it looks like. Wedderburg drives. Schmidt back to Till. Playing keep away. And Cluck fouled by Brewster.
And they burn almost 25 seconds, 24 seconds or so there, Scott, in that possession before they could get the foul.
25.2 to play. And Cluck with two free throws and gets the first one to fall. It danced on the iron and fell.
Next one's big, isn't it, Scott, to make it a two-possession ball game if you can get this one to go.
50-47. And they get 51 right through, and Wallert's going to use the timeout. No, they're not.
Oh, the Kennedy subbing.
Cougars can use the entire baseline. They get it into Diggins. Down by two possessions. Diggins going to have to get something off in a hurry. Stutter dribble coming right. Goes crossover. Follow away 17th-footer. Block comes down the pencil.
Till, I think, got a piece of it. They're going to have to foul. Kennedy can't wait.
And Wedderwer is fouled with 9.8 to play. And Gerling picks up his third. And looks like Wallert's going to escape with an overtime road win.
Yeah, because it's a four-point lead right now. If you can get this one to six, it'd be two threes to tie.
Diggins tried to get that little pop-up jumper as the free throw goes over the 6-7 Till. Couldn't do it. We're going to get a Wallert 30, well, Wallert timeout here.
Yeah, Till did a nice job just keeping him in front, not letting him get by, making him take the jump shot, and then he used his length. Look at those long arms to get the deflection.
As Wallert will have a five-point lead with 9.8 seconds remaining. And one more free throw coming up. Right now, you're just, if you're Wallert, you're just saying no dumb fouls.
Yeah, that's right, Scott. You know, whatever he does on this free throw, keep it in front. You know, Kennedy does not have a timeout left. So odds are, even if Kennedy scores down there, it's going to be under 5 seconds. You don't inbound it. You just hold the ball, let the clock run out. Game's over. Something, Wallert would have to do something really silly here if they're going to lose this one.
So it'll be one more free throw coming up for Wedderwer. Wallert's going to get everybody off the free throw line.
One free throw remaining for Wedderwer.
Trying to put his eighth point in, and he got the roll. Kennedy to get it in, 53-47, 7 seconds. Here's Gardner, pull up three. That was blocked by Pemsel. Comes down, and Wallert's going to win it.
That'll be it.
53-47. Dubuque Wallert wins it. In overtime over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And started off slow, but it ended up a pretty nice ball game here tonight.
Yeah, it did. It picked up there, especially in the fourth quarter, a little bit more offensive action going on back and forth. Hard-fought ball game.
53-47. Wallert wins it. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with the post game from Kennedy. We'll do it after this as you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
The annual Girls Basketball Rivalry Saturday with five big games comes your way this Saturday on KGYM. Starting at 9 a.m., it's Iowa City, Regina, and Benton Community. At 12:15, it's Springville taking on Turkey Valley, followed by Alvernette, Maquoketa Valley, and Iowa City West taking on Mason City. Then the nightcap at 8:15 when Linmar meets Marion. Check out more info at KGYMradio.com for stations and times. That's Rivalry Saturday Girls Basketball on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union, this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. on KGYM. Back here at Kennedy High School, Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball tonight, and the Dubuque Wallert Golden Eagles come away with a 53-47 victory over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Low scoring first half, 17-14. Kennedy led it at halftime. Both teams shot under 33% in the first 16 minutes. Game was tied at 26 then. after quarter number three. We were tied at the end of regulation, 42-42. Cordell Pemsel tied it with a free throw and could have won it with the second one. Didn't make it, sent it to overtime, and then Wallert kind of took over from there.
Yeah, they I tell you, Pimsel got a little more active there in the second half offensively. They got him the ball, and then he played with a little bit more fire too, I thought, being more aggressive once he got it, taking it to the basket. And then some of those threes in that second half play too, they were able to light it up, and they made just enough free throws down the end. They weren't real good from the free throw line, but they just made just enough to get a victory here.
Just enough, and that's what it took tonight for Dubuque Wallert. And it's a Wallert team that had trouble getting the ball inside early, but found ways to get that better in the second half and in overtime too.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Scott, that you know we were just talking about before in our little break where we had just a moment ago, was that Wallert did a better job keeping Kennedy off the offensive glass in the second half. Kennedy had 7 offensive rebounds in that first half of play. That was part of why they had the lead. Second half, they were only to come up with 3. So Wallert much better sealing them off the boards and limiting them to one shot.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one tonight. For Dubuque Wallert, they go to 8-2 on the year and 3-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Wallert, 1 in double figures, and that was Cordell Pemsel, the future Hawkeye. Ended up with a game and team-high 20 points tonight, 14 of those coming in the second half of this one. Ended up with 8 field goals and 4 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. 8 points for David Wedewer, all 8 coming in the second half and in overtime. Josh Schmidt had 8, hit 2 big 3-pointers in the game for Dubuque Wallert. 7 points for Austin Kluck, came in averaging only 1 point a game and ended up with 7 tonight. He hit a big 3-pointer in the second half as well. Sage Myers with 3 points. Riley Till, Wallert won despite Riley Till only getting 3 points in this game tonight, at a double-figure score usually for Dubuque Wallert. For Kennedy, they dropped a 3-6 and 1-4 in the conference. They were led by their lone player double figures. That was Derek Diggins, and he had a total tonight of 15 points, 12 of those coming in the second half and in overtime to lead the Kennedy Cougars. 9 points for Michael Bassinius, all from three-point land. 7 points for Matt Gardner. Got Derek Gerling with 6. Adam Wall with 5. He had a nice game tonight off the bench for Kennedy. And then Matt Verst with a 3-pointer for 3. And Drake Brewster held to 2 points tonight against that front line of Dubuque Wallert. Turnovers, each team probably had more than their coach would have liked. 19 for Dubuque Wallert. And Kennedy ended up with 15 turnovers. Bench scoring, Kennedy got 23 off the bench to 10 for Wallert tonight. And the free throw shooting in this one, Wallert was only 12 of 22 in the game tonight. So just over 50%. Kennedy was 8 out of 13 tonight from the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for a look at our final rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Dubuque Wallert, the bigger team, more physical team, actually did win the rebounding statistics. What we thought, 33 to 29 overall. And Austin Kluck, you know, we talk about all the big guys out there for Dubuque Wallert, but Austin Kluck, not one of the bigger guys, he led. He had game-high honors in rebounding. Great effort for Dubuque Wallert. He had 8, 6 of those coming in the second half. So 8 rebounds for Austin Kluck. 6 for Cordell Pimsel. Then we drop down to 3. David Iorari and Josh Schmidt, each with 3. 2 rebounds apiece for David Wedewer, as well as Sage Myers. 1 for Riley Till and Judd White. 9 offensive, 24 defensive, total of 33 for Dubuque Wallert. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they were led by Adam Wall. We mentioned about his all-around fine game for the Cougars. He had 5 rebounds. 4 rebounds apiece for Drake Brewster, as well as Derek Gerling and Michael Bassinius. 3 for Matthew Burst also had 4 rebounds. 2 for Sean Beyer. 10 offensive, 19 defensive, total of 29 for the Kennedy Cougars, Scott.
Good game, close game throughout. Kennedy led by 7. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. Waller took only one lead in the second half, and that was a 2-point lead when the Golden Eagles went on a run, a 7-0 run, to take a 41-40 lead. Kennedy came back, took a 42-41 lead going into the final moments of the game, and that's when Waller tied it up with Pemsel's free throw.
Yeah, and really both teams, you know, played through adversity. It's not necessarily easy, Scott, going out there playing when shots aren't falling, and neither team's shots were going early in the ball game, and so you just got to keep battling. You got to keep grinding out there, and so both teams get credit for playing extremely hard. As we said a couple times during the broadcast, not the prettiest game you'll ever see out there, but a lot of energy, a lot of emotion being played out there. Both these teams wanted one. Big win for Waller on the road, coming up here after a loss on Tuesday to Cedar Falls and getting a win on the Cougars' home court.
Did get better in the second half this game. 53-47, Dubuque Waller gets the win in overtime. And we're going to take a final one-minute break, come back, and talk about what's coming up for you here at KGYM. And a little bit more post-game. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
We are back to put the finishing touches on this one here tonight from Kennedy as Dubuque Waller knocks off the Kennedy Cougars 53-47 in overtime in this Mississippi Valley Conference boys game here this evening. It's going to be a tough one for Kennedy to swallow because you don't get a lot of opportunities to knock off a team like Dubuque Waller, and they definitely had the opportunity tonight.
They did, and they had, you know, they had the lead for the majority of the ball game, Scott, out there. You know, and it was not till the very end when Waller was able to get the lead, and I believe that was Pemsel out there who got the bucket to put them up by 41-40. And boy, the Kennedy had their opportunities in overtime too. They had the lead early in overtime, but they just couldn't ever seem to put consecutive possessions together and get that little run going that they needed to give them a little bit of a cushion out there. And you know, when you go against a talented ball club like Waller, you got to take advantage of it when you can.
So Kennedy falls to 3-6, and they will take on Prairie coming up on Tuesday night. And somebody's got to get well on that one. Prairie's going to drop their third in a row tonight. We'll be out there at Prairie coming up for that one on 107.5, the North Gym, on Tuesday night. So you got two teams that need a win, and one of them is going to get one.
Yeah, that Prairie had beaten this Waller team earlier this year over at Prairie. So, but since then they haven't been able to do a whole lot. They've been struggling to find their game as well. And Kennedy, Coach McCollum's going to be a little bit disappointed tonight. But I think there's positives in this for him too. I think the competitiveness was there. He got some good play out of different people that came off the bench. You look at things that they didn't do well are correctable, Scott, and you got to build on it. You got to be looking forward. You can't be looking in the rearview mirror.
So that's going to wrap things up here tonight. I want to let you know what's coming up tomorrow. We got 5 basketball games coming your way here on KGYM. Starts off at 9 in the morning with Iowa City, Regina, and Benton Community. That'll be on all 3 of our channels, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And that will be Brent Balbinon on the call of that one. And then myself and Denny Agueda will step in at about 12:15 tomorrow on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for Springville, number 1 and 1A against number 3 and 1A, Turkey Valley. Battle of Unbeatens coming up tomorrow. And following that, it'll be Maquoketa Valley and Al Burnett in a Tri-Rivers Conference game. And Denny and I will have that one for you as well. And then Brent Balbinot comes back in for Iowa City West and Mason City. And that will be tomorrow at about 3:30. All those on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then coming your way tomorrow night at about 8:20, it'll be the finale. Steve Dozier will join me as Marion takes on Linmar tomorrow night. And that will be on 1600 AM from the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. So looking forward to Rivalry Saturday number 12. I wish the boys would get theirs going again, and we could have two of these each year.
I think it would be a great idea, Scott. That'd be something. Hopefully somebody out there is going to take that bull by the horns and make it happen.
I would love to see it again, but we'll take advantage of the girls' one coming up tomorrow. And Phil, we will see you, if I have a voice left, coming up next Tuesday night.
Sounds good, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Kennedy. Big thanks to Aaron Stecker, the athletic director here at Kennedy High School, and his entire staff. I want to thank David Schulte as well in the studio. A great debut tonight for David. Appreciate that. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to this one here tonight from Kennedy High School. It's going to wrap things up for Phil Dunn. Scott Unash saying so long, and our final score of this boys' Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight. It was number 2 in Class 3A, Dubuque Wallert, surviving on the road over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 53-47 in overtime. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Kennedy High School.